Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Ooh.
The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen. SRV bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime 14-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the NFIB, and noted very important economist because he's really the only true small business economist probably in the galaxy, Bill. Is there anybody else out there that even acts like they're a small business economist? I mean, really? I don't know of any.
Oh, sure, they're out there.
They
FBA
are?
FBA hires them.
I know Chad Moutre
but
Bill,
he's with big business.
That's right. I'm making give us some small business manufacturing stuff from time to time. But Bill's he's at the top, folks. He's the gold standard. Bill, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your optimism index for small business, which is not really all that optimistic. Unfortunately, Bill, I've asked you this before. I'm going to ask you again. And folks, you know what a pathological optimist I am. You know that it just upsets me to have to even ask these questions, Bill. But I've got to. Are we now 6/10 into the way, 60% into a lost decade?
I think so. I think we have a good chance of having a lost decade because I don't see any way that we're going to get the small business half of the economy rolling between now and 2016 because none of their problems are going to be addressed.
All the things that got us here are still in place.
Right. Things are still bummed out. You got the Fed that doesn't think it's going to stop doing its bad stuff until at least mid-2015, according to Chairman Yellen, she's in Jackson Hole this week, so she'll give us the new
look. I thought they were going to stop their purchasing in October.
Well, they're going to stop their programmed purchasing in October. So we've gone from $85 billion a month down to zero in October.
Right.
So $1 trillion in bond funds.
This is money printed from thin air, folks, that we're talking about.
That's programmed. So they just were buying those bonds and putting $1 trillion worth of. So basically, if you had a savings bond, they buy it from you and give you cash.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they hoped you would spend the cash expanding your business.
Banks and big businesses are hoarding that capital.
Well, you know, they're buying back their stock and they're doing acquisitions and things like that don't create jobs and don't really improve productivity.
And also increase the income gap, the misery gap
true.
In the middle.
Yeah, that's true because they really boost the asset prices, stock market, you know, prices are record high and bond prices. So the wealthy get wealthier under this president's policies and the distribution of income gets worse. But so I don't see him doing anything for the next 2 years. And so the economy continues to grow at, you know, the 2.3% rate that we're getting. So that's almost a decade, right, from 2007 to 2016. I mean,
and it's going to take new president's going to turn anything around in two years. So that's what we're looking at, folks. One of the reasons why I'm saying this, Bill, is people need to get it in their heads if they haven't by now, and I feel like surely they have, that this isn't a sprint ungreat recovery. This is a marathon. This is a long, long slog that most of us are in. But people are hiring a little bit, right? They're trying to hire a little bit.
Oh yeah, the hiring is holding up, which is, you know, a little bit surprising given the sluggishness of the economy. But I think, you know, we really economized on labor. That's a polite term for fired a lot of labor during the recession. And so we are having to hire it back. And so owners are adjusting to the new pace of sales. It's slow, but it has been picking up. We do have pretty good numbers in terms of the percent of the owners who say sales are headed up quarter-on-quarter versus down quarter-on-quarter. So they're almost in balance, and that doesn't sound like a lot because it really isn't, but it, compared to the last 7 years, it's great. So,
right.
I mean, sales have clawed their way back, and so employment has gone up and continues to stay okay. But you have to remember that in previous recoveries, you know, we would hire 300,000 and 400,000 a
right,
month.
Right.
We can't really get past like 220, you know.
And for political purposes, no, there's nothing else, folks, that would cause them to do this. President Obama delayed the employer mandate, and in my opinion, all that did was delay the uncertainty that small business owners have about hiring another year.
That's right.
That's another reason why the economy, I think, is stalled. What do you think?
And uncertainty is huge, and it still is, and remains that way. And uncertainty is the enemy of economic growth. You know, if you know things, you can then you can plan a strategy and decide what to do. When you don't know what anything's going to be,
mm-hmm.
then you just hang on to your money. And you as we see in our capital spending numbers, you only spend money if the roof leaks, you have to fix it,
right.
or equipment totally fails on you, so you can't maintain your current operation.
That's pretty much what capital spending's been for, hasn't it? Pretty much.
Exactly.
I'll tell you something else, Bill. I'm also seeing this in corporate America. They're doing the same thing, aren't they?
They seem to be. We can't really get CapEx off the ground, but with our half of the economy is not doing any extra CapEx, it's hard to get it moving.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Bill if overall, just in general, he sees the economy showing a little bit of a sign of momentum. If he's hearing any of that out there, that's coming up after these messages. 10 till smallbiz.org, smallbus.org is Bill's website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.